The south display over here measures 222 feet long by 40 foot high. It's three times larger than the original video board that was installed at the stadium.
Mr. Boland takes a lot of pride in this stadium, and he's basically made it the standard that we're going to keep this stadium as new and up to date as we can, as long as we can. We're investing heavily to make sure this stadium is as good as any in North America. The size of the video board and the dynamic HD picture it delivers, I don't think there's any question that that's going to be the most sort of eye-popping item they see.
We have the ability to have four times as many instant replay views, to receive feeds from the network broadcast, a much wider selection of possible angles of the instant replay, an ability to get them up and running faster. So it will be a significant improvement.
Control room gives us the capacity to push through so much more content faster. I think it's going to be a completely new world to what we've done in the past.
The improvements to the concourses, going from 20-inch television monitors, the analog type, to 55-inch, is humongous. We want fans to be able to leave their seat and to still know what's happening on the field and still be connected to it. And that's what this will allow us to do. It's just a whole different world. You can't even compare the two. It really makes it a different environment. It brightens up the concourse. So with the new lighting and the new paint and the new signage, and the flat screens just add to that.
To add over 1,000 throughout the facility, not just that will allow fans to see more of the game while they're on the concourse. We added the speakers to the concourse, so we're gonna have better audio out there as well. Menu boards now digital. I mean, it's a big step forward on all fronts.